Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
I'm Elena.
I'm Stefan.
I'm Damon.
You didn't tell me that you had a brother.
It's complicated.
Elena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
Which one of you dated her first?
Catherine is dead, and you hate me because you loved her.
I was hoping I'd see you again.
She's not a puppet. She doesn't exist for your amusement, for you to feed on whenever you want to.
They're whatever I want them to be.
Wear it for me, for good luck.
You want to kiss me?
Vervain and the necklace. It's been a while since anyone could resist my compulsion.
There's nothing human left of me. No good, no kindness, no love. Only a monster who must be stopped.
Elena's eyes open. She sits up suddenly, looking around. She gets out of bed and walks onto the landing.
Hello?
She looks down the wooden stairs into the dark hallway.
Jeremy?
She's silhouetted in the landing light. A shadow flits past in the hallway. Elena runs downstairs and stands in a doorway. She wears the necklace from Stefan.
Hello?
She flicks the light switch, but nothing happens.
This is Logan Fell coming to you live from the streets of Mystic Falls with breaking news of another deadly animal attack. A wild animal terrorizing the citizens of Mystic Falls has claimed another victim, local high school student Elena Gilbert. Police are certain that forensic evidence will confirm that this is the same animal responsible for recent attacks.
You know it's coming now.
Most likely a mountain lion.
Elena turns to see Damon standing behind her. She runs to the door, but he appears in front of her. She runs back and he blocks her again. She clutches her hair with her hands. She looks up and he's disappeared. He suddenly appears from the darkness. Stefan wakes with a start.
Bad dream? Do you know how easy it was to get in your head just now? You really need some human blood. Might even the playing field. Football reference. Too soon.
Stefan speeds over to the other side of the room and picks up a knife from a desk. He hurls it and it sticks into Damon's chest. Damon pulls it out.
All right, I deserve that. But I just wanted to let you know they caught the culprit. The animal responsible for killing Coach Tanner and all those people.
What are you talking about?
It was a mountain lion, a really big one. It attacked a hunter this morning. It's all over the news. Deadly beast captured. All's well in Mystic Falls.
Why would you cover your tracks?
Damon smirks.
I've decided to stay a while. And I'm just having way too much fun here with you and Elena.
Can't touch her now.
Well, the vervain keeps me out of her head. Maybe that's not my target. Believe it or not, Stefan, some girls don't need my persuasion. Some girls just can't resist my good looks, my style, and my charm, and my unflinching ability to listen to Taylor Swift.
Damon stabs the knife into Stefan's stomach. Stefan falls onto his knees. Damon looks down at his top.
This is John Varvatos, dude. Dick, move.
Damon strolls out, leaving Stefan kneeling on the floor. Stefan pulls the knife from his stomach. He lifts up his shirt and watches as his wound heals itself. He glares in the direction Damon left. The Vampire Diaries. Stefan watches a news update.
I can confirm that a 12-foot puma mountain lion attacked a hunter and was subsequently shot and killed. The hunter is in stable condition.
The real animal is still out there, waiting for me, challenging me to fight back to stop him. But how do I stop a monster without becoming one myself?
To repeat, the animal terrorizing Mystic Falls has been caught.
Scumball.
All curfews and restrictions have been lifted
and
effective immediately.
Who are you talking
and
to?
Town's events will him. Resume as planned, including tomorrow night's
the news guy, also known as Logan Scumfell. Did your mom ever tell you why I moved away from Mystic Falls?
Oh, no way. You and him?
Logan Fell.
He's cute. He is not cute. There's nothing cute about him.
Jenna turns off the TV.
What are you doing with that?
I went yesterday and got it from the safe deposit box. Mom had told Mrs. Lockwood that she would loan it to the Founders Council for their heritage display.
Is that Grandma Beth's wedding ring?
Originally, it was great-great-grandma Mary's wedding ring.
How much do you think this stuff is worth? You know, like on eBay.
You're not gonna find out.
That stuff is mom and dad's. You can't just give it away.
I'm not giving it away. It's called a loan, Jeremy.
Elena looks up in surprise. She answers the door to Stefan.
Hi.
She holds his hand and leads him into the hall. She glances back towards the kitchen, then kisses him tenderly.
Hi.
They sit on the bed in Elena's bedroom, kissing. They roll over to lie down. Stefan lies on top of Elena and kisses her passionately. He kisses her neck. He catches his reflection in a mirror and sees his eyes transforming. He suddenly sits up.
Are you okay?
His eyes turn back.
I'm good. Sorry.
Maybe we should press pause.
Yeah, you're probably right. That was getting a bit...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They grin at each other. He stands and goes over to the window.
How do you look in a suit?
I can pull one off.
How about tomorrow night? Will you be my date to the founder's party?
They still do that?
Have you been before?
No, the Salvatores don't get invited anymore.
Well, this year there's this heritage project that meant a lot to my mom. She was really involved in the Founders Council, and it was her favorite party. I know it sounds really boring, but...
I would be honored to accompany you, Miss Gilbert.
The pleasure is all mine, Mr. Salvatore.
In her bedroom, Caroline tries on a yellow dress. Damon lies on her bed reading.
No yellow. Jaundice. Go for the blue.
I don't like the blue.
Well, I do. And if I'm going to be your date...
You cannot be my date. My mother is going to be there, and she's a very proud gun owner.
I went through a lot of trouble to make sure this party wasn't canceled. It's very important I be there. Please take me.
His eyes flash. She stares at them, transfixed.
You should come to the founder's party with me.
Not if you're wearing that dress.
She slips out of the dress, revealing yellow underwear.
What's so special about this Bella girl? Edward's so whipped.
You gotta read the first book first. It won't make sense if you don't.
Oh, Miss Anne Rice. She was so on it.
How come you don't sparkle?
Because I live in the real world where vampires burn in the sun.
Yeah, but you go in the sun.
I have a ring. Protects me. Long story.
Will these bites turn me into a vampire?
She stares at a scar.
It's more complicated than that. You'd have to
feed on my blood, then die, then feed on a human. It's a whole ordeal.
This book, by the way, has it all wrong.
He pulls her onto the bed. He kisses her face and neck.
You can be very sweet when you want to be.
Yes, I can be sweet.
He kisses her lips and gazes into her eyes. He strokes her cheek and her face drops.
Are you gonna kill me?
Mm-hmm. But not yet.
When?
Because there's something I need you to do for me.
Anything.
How good are you at getting this little nose where it doesn't belong?
Oh, I'm excellent.
He kisses her. Tyler and his parents are in the Mystic Grill restaurant.
So what happens with the season? One big forfeit? Are they looking for a new coach?
I don't know, Dad. I doubt anybody's thinking about that right now.
Charles, founder's party. Focus.
How are we all doing over here?
Nah, we're doing great, sweetheart.
Vicky lingers at the table. Tyler avoids her gaze. She grabs his water glass and fills it.
Is there anything else I can get you?
No, we're fine, thanks.
Just a check, honey.
Here you go, Mayor Lockwood.
Thanks.
Mrs. Lockwood shoots her son a look as Vicky goes. Bonnie and Caroline arrive.
You're taking Damon to the founder's party? What about me?
Go with Elena.
She's asking Stefan.
Okay, go by yourself.
Gee, thanks. What about your mom? Is she okay with you bringing Damon?
And I'm supposed to care why?
He's older, sexy danger guy.
Older, sexy danger guy? What, is that an official witch Twitter tweet?
No more witch jokes, okay? That whole Mr. Tanner prediction thing has me freaked.
Okay.
She looks down.
Damon's not dangerous. You know, he just has a lot of issues with his brother. You know, like major, deep-rooted drama.
Like?
Yeah, I'm not really supposed to say anything.
Caroline Forbes, when have you ever kept a secret in your life?
Okay. But you can't tell Elena.
No.
So what you gonna buy me?
Some class. Oh, your parents are gone. I guess we can be close now.
What the hell does that mean?
You treat me like trash. I'm sick of it.
I don't think you're trash.
Really? Then who are you taking to the founder's party?
Vicky Donovan.
Do you want me to ask you to the founder's party?
No. It'll be stupid and lame.
True. But it'll be less stupid and lame if you're there.
He smiles and goes. She grins and heads behind the bar where Jeremy is sitting.
You realize you had to ask him to ask you, right? You figure if you dress up like a respectable young lady, he'll finally treat you like one?
Screw you, Jeremy.
You know you're making the wrong choice, yet you make it anyway.
She gulps.
Sad.
She shakes her head in disbelief and walks off. He gulps. At home, Zack sees Damon sitting on a sofa reading.
Didn't know you were here.
Just going through Stefan's homework. Boy, this country sure has dumbed down in the last 100 years. Why he wants to go to high school is beyond me. I mean, the 70s, he went Ivy League. Harvard, I understood. Actually, no. I didn't get that either. Go ahead, purge. Get it out, what's on your mind?
Zack opens his mouth.
Why are you here, Damon?
Damon looks up.
To spend time with you, Zack. Family's important.
I know you. You always have a motive. So tell me, what is it this time?
Damon grabs his throat.
You're in no position to question me.
I didn't mean to upset you.
This is not upset, Zack.
What's going on?
Damon drops Zack.
Having a family moment, Stefan. Spending some quality time.
He pats Zack and goes.
You okay?
No, I'm not. And neither are you. How many more people have to die before you see that?
I see it, all right, Zack, I see
it. Then why aren't
you
doing anything about it?
I can't, Zack. I can't. It would take human blood. It's the only way that I could stop him, and I can't do that.
Zack looks to the door and gets to his feet.
Irvine could weaken him if he ingested it. It would help get you the upper hand.
Irvine hasn't grown here since 1865. Damon saw to that. A little hand I gave to Elena.
Zack looks at the door, then back at Stefan.
What?
Zack inclines his head and strolls out of the room. Stefan follows him down a flight of stairs into a basement. They go through several doors and into a room with bright, low-hanging lights. Stefan stares at the plants growing in pots on the floor.
You've been growing it.
It's just something that's been passed down through the generations. Blood only runs so deep and related to vampires. Damon would kill me if he knew that I had it.
But you're telling me. Why?
Because I trust you. And you're gonna need it if you want to get rid of him.
Wide-eyed, Stefan stares thoughtfully at the room full of plants. Jeremy tries to shut the door on Tyler.
I'm here for my mom. I'm supposed to pick up a box of stuff.
Right here. Please be careful.
Yeah, be careful with it, dick.
Hey, not now, okay, guys, please?
I'm fine. It's just being a punk.
I got your punk.
Look, Tyler, maybe you should go tell your mom that I'll see her tonight.
She goes. Jeremy pushes the door.
Hey, would it make a difference if I told you I actually like Vicky?
Not even if you meant it.
Delicate Flower versus Naughty Vixen.
Tough call. Can we mix them?
Look at you getting all pretty for your date. You seem happy-ish.
I am-ish. Tonight's gonna be a good night. But don't let that stop you from telling me whatever it is you wanted to tell me as soon as you walked in the door.
What if I tell you in the morning? I don't want to ruin the night.
Bonnie, out with it.
Okay, but it has to go in the vault because Caroline will kill me if it gets back to Damon that she squealed. Apparently, Stefan has a very interesting backstory.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happened with his ex-girlfriend, Catherine?
I know that they both dated her and that's why they have issues.
Yeah, they both dated her, only she chose Damon, and that drove Stefan mad, so he did horrible things to try and break them up. He manipulated Catherine. He filled her head with all these lies until finally it worked. And she turned against Damon.
That sounds like one person's side of the story, meaning Damon's.
I just wanted you to know.
Anyway, his past relationships are none of my business.
Unless he's a calculating, manipulative liar. That is your business.
Stefan is none of those things.
Yeah, how do you know?
Alina's face falls. At home, Stefan has a drink and sits down to put his shoes on. Damon comes in topless.
They still wear ties to this thing?
Why are you even going?
Well, it's only fitting. We were at the very first one, remember?
I think it's better if we don't draw attention to ourselves.
So you should stay here.
I'll see you two. Elena has a good time.
Stefan sips his drink.
My goodness, I've driven you to drink.
Can't seem to rid myself of you. What else am I supposed to do besides go about living my life?
Go about living my life. See, therein lies your eternal struggle. You're dead, dude. Get over it.
He holds up a tie.
What do you think? What
a waste of time. At Elena's, Bonnie and Elena put on their makeup and do their hair. Elena runs to the phone.
Hello? Hi, Miss Lockwood. What do you mean, it is? Are you sure? Because I saw it.
Her face drops.
Let me check. Mm-hmm. I will find it and bring it. Okay. Bye. What's wrong?
She storms into Jeremy's room.
Ah! God, what now?
The pocket watch, where is it?
What watch?
The one you stole from Mom's box. Look, Mrs. Lockwood just called me, freaking out. It was on the list, Jeremy, and she can't find it, and she thinks she's the one who lost it.
Maybe she did. Maybe Tyler took it.
Don't even play that card. Jeremy, you took it. If I go online, am I going to find it on eBay? Is that how you pay for your pot?
Screw you.
He pushes past her and kneels by a tall bookcase. He reaches underneath and pulls out the watch. He clasps it in his hand.
I would never sell this, okay?
Then why did you take it?
Because it's supposed to be mine. Dad said it goes to the firstborn son. His father gave it to him, and now what?
He shoves it in her hand.
And he was going to give it to you.
Yeah.
He goes to put his headphones back on. She walks to the door, then stops.
Look, Jeremy, it's still yours, okay? Mom promised Mrs. Lockwood. What do you want me to do?
Just take it and get out.
He puts his headphones on. She looks sadly down. At home, Damon has a black shirt on.
It's cool not growing old. I like being the eternal stud.
Yes, being a 150-year-old teenager has been the height of my happiness.
Stefan raises his glass.
Cracked a funny, Stefan. I should have a drink and celebrate.
Damon grabs Stefan's glass and goes over to a table. He smiles at a black and white picture of Catherine.
1864. You and Catherine were the perfect couple. It was hell watching you dance with her.
My happiness was short-lived, as you well know.
I remember. I left the party early. I was waiting for her. The night you dropped her off, I was waiting just inside. You're such a gentleman. Gave her a kiss on the cheek. And what she really wanted was...
Stefan raises his eyebrows.
Oh, well. Here's the history repeating itself, huh?
Damon winks, then raises the glass to his mouth and pours the drink over the floor.
I admire your effort, Stefan. Pouring yourself a drink, then spiking the bottle with vervain. I'm not some drunk sorority chick. You can't roofie me. But I can't help but feel a little used. Thought we were having a moment. Have to go to the party angry. Who knows what I'll do.
Damon strolls out, Stefan's eyes narrow. An ornate metal sign reads 2129. A long drive leads up to a huge white-pillared house. People gather under a marquee in the garden where wine is being served. Smartly dressed guests arrive at the front of the house.
Oh, it's great to see you. Thank you so much.
Hello, Mayor Lockwood.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi.
Hi, nice to see you.
Hi, sir.
Thank you so much for coming.
Mrs. Lockwood, come inside.
Tyler spots Vicky in the queue in a yellow dress.
Come on in. Well, you look sharp. It's nice.
Mrs. Lockwood.
Nice to see you.
Come on in. Let's go this way.
Why?
Line's too long. You can go around back. Come on, party's in the back.
Mrs. Lockwood frowns as Tyler leads Vicky round. Back at Stefan's.
That was his favorite scotch. I'm sorry, I thought it would work.
I wasn't counting on it.
You knew it would fail.
Did what I wanted. I lowered his guard. He won't expect me to try again so soon.
I doubled what I put in the scotch.
Stefan takes the small vial from Zach and goes. At home, Elena looks in the mirror. She wears a long red and gold dress. Her gaze lands on the gold pocket watch sitting on the table. She picks it up and goes into Jeremy's room. He sits at his computer with headphones on. She places the watch on an exercise book beside him and leaves. Jeremy gently opens the watch and gazes at it. He blinks as he fights back tears. Swans glide on a sunny lake at the back of the founders' party. Guests mill around inside. Caroline and Damon arrive.
fine. You look smashing.
Thank you, Mrs. Lockwood. This is my boyfriend, Damon.
Oh, well, come on in.
Lovely to meet you. I've been looking forward to this party for quite a while.
Well, enjoy.
Let's get a drink.
Caroline takes his arm. She wears a blue neck scarf. They spot the sheriff.
Wait here.
Caroline goes over.
Really? You couldn't even change out a badge for this?
I'm working, honey. Who's the date you just tried to sneak past me?
Just some guy.
A little old for you, don't you think?
Oh, because otherwise you'd approve. Yeah, I doubt that.
Elena and Stefan arrive.
Hi, Mayor Lockwood.
Hey, guys, come on in. Thank you.
Have fun.
Where's your dad?
Memphis.
Good.
With Stephen.
Caroline saunters off, leaving her mum gawping. Stefan and Elena wander through the party holding hands. Stefan whispers in Elena's ear and they grin at each other. Damon watches them from afar. Later, the outside of the house is lit up by fairy lights in the bushes. Inside, a row of antique guns are displayed, along with an ornate clock and a silver tea set. Stefan wanders up to Elena and puts his hand on her back. He smiles at her and she sighs. She's looking at two rings. A card by the rings reads, "On loan from the Gilbert family. Wedding rings."
Your parents?
There's a lot of history here.
She walks away. He catches her arm and squeezes her hand. She smiles back at him. Jenna takes a glass of white wine from a passing waiter. She glances around the room, unimpressed, and takes a gulp as she walks round the room on her own.
Jenna!
She stops, rolls her eyes, and turns around slowly.
Hello, Logan.
It's good to see you.
I thought I might see you here.
You knew it.
I dreaded.
But we're secretly hoping.
And now that I have...
Oh, hey, not so fast. I know you. You have a lot more insults in you, I can tell.
Your hairline's receding.
No, it's not. You want to have lunch?
Nope.
You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm meaner now.
She struts off. Elena reads.
Founding Families of Mystic Falls welcomes you to the inaugural Founders Council celebration. Wow, look, it's the original guest registry. Look at all these familiar names. Sheriff William Forbes, Mayor Benjamin Lockwood. Is that Damon Salvatore? And Stefan Salvatore?
The original Salvatore brothers. Our ancestors. Tragic story, actually.
We don't need to bore them with stories of the past.
It's not boring, Stefan. I'd love to hear more about your family.
Damon smirks.
Well, I'm bored. I want to dance. And Damon won't dance with me.
Mm-mm.
Can I just borrow your date?
I don't really dance.
Oh, sure he does. You should see him. Waltz, the jitterbug, the moonwalk. He does it all.
You wouldn't mind, would you, Elena?
It's up to Stefan.
Well, sorry, but I'm not going to take no for an answer.
She takes Stefan by the hand and drags him off. Stefan gives Damon a sidelong glance, and he follows Caroline out of the room. Left alone with Damon, Elena clenches her jaw.
I want to apologize to you for being such a world-class jerk the other night when I tried to kiss you. There's no excuse. My therapist says I'm acting out, trying to punish Stefan.
For what?
It's all in the past. I don't even want to bring it up. Let's just say that the men in the Salvatore family have been cursed with sibling rivalry. And it all started with the original Salvatore brothers.
Damon told you to ask me to dance, didn't he?
Why would he do that?
Champagne, sir?
Would you like one? Thank you.
He takes two glasses of champagne.
Yeah, just tell me if you see my mom. Hmm.
They clink glasses and she takes a sip. She giggles.
The Salvatore name is practically royalty in this town. Until the war. There was a battle here.
The Battle of Willow Creek.
Right.
I know, we talked about it in class. Confederate soldiers fired on a church with civilians inside.
What the history books left out was that the people that were killed, they weren't there by accident. They were believed to be Union sympathizers. So some of the founders on the Confederacy side back then, one of them rounded up and burned alive. Stefan and Damon had someone they loved very much in that church.
They stand by a model church.
And when they went to rescue them, they were shot. Murdered in cold blood.
Who was in the church that they wanted to save?
A woman, I guess. Doesn't it always come down to the love of a woman?
He gazes at her, and she shifts on her feet.
Look, I'm sorry that you and Stefan have this thing between you, but I can't get in the middle of it, Damon. I hope you two can work it out.
I hope so, too.
He looks at her sincerely, and she smiles. Outside, Vicky and Tyler sit on a bench.
So you want to dance?
Me dancing? Not pretty.
She shrugs.
Maybe you could show me around. I mean, this place is amazing.
Yeah, if you like living in a museum.
He looks down awkwardly. She stares at him.
Maybe I should just strip naked and give Pastor Bill a lap dance. I mean, that's why we're hiding in a corner all night, isn't it? You scared of how I'm gonna act? You afraid of what your parents are gonna think about your date from the wrong side of the tracks?
I don't care about what they think.
Great. Let's go say hi.
Well, knock it off.
Just, you know, sneak up to your bedroom. As long as nobody sees us, right?
Vicky, I swear.
What's the matter, Ty? You scared to stand up to your mommy? It's pretty pathetic.
Well, let go!
Tyler! We didn't get a chance to say hello earlier. It's Vicky, right? Matt's sister. Yes, ma'am.
You'll have to forgive my son's rudeness. He gets it from his father.
Well, that's okay, Mrs. Lockwood. Tyler and I were just saying goodnight.
Tyler half closes his eyes as Vicky walks off. Mrs. Lockwood leans in.
That's what you get when you bring the trash into the party.
She goes. Tyler sadly watches Vicky walking away along the empty, dark lawn. Her green dress reflects the light. By the house, Bonnie sits alone at a table. A candle blows out in the wind. She looks at it curiously. She narrows her eyes and the candle relights. She stares at it, then suddenly blows it out. Damon and Alina walk up to the dance floor.
What'd we miss?
We were just chatting.
Drink, Damon? No, thanks. I'll pass.
Stefan raises his glass. Alina watches the two boys glaring.
Stefan, do you have another dance in you?
Absolutely.
Stefan puts the glass of champagne down next to Damon and follows Elena onto the dance floor. Caroline and Damon watch them dancing. Elena beams and hangs her arms round Stefan's neck. They dance intimately close to each other.
They look so cute together.
Don't talk, please.
She shoots him a look, then lowers her eyes and takes a sip of her champagne. Inside, Jenna wanders up to the bar, an empty glass in her hand.
Don't shoot.
Only need a refill.
Shooting implies caring.
Feigned indifference. I like it.
I'm over the banter, Logan. I'd really rather you just left me alone.
She looks away. He watches her face.
I'm sorry, Jenna. About your sister.
She slowly lifts her eyes to meet his gaze.
Thank you.
I came to the funeral.
I know. I saw you.
I didn't want to push my way in, but I wanted to be there for you. And when I heard you were staying in Mystic Falls, I thought maybe I could have a second chance to make things right.
She stares at him, her eyes searching his face. He waits patiently. She leans towards him.
Her name was Monica, wasn't it?
He shuts his eyes and clenches his jaw. She walks off. He turns and sadly watches her go. Elena and Stefan are still dancing. Elena's eyes flit over Stefan's face. She smiles.
I hope Damon didn't drive you too crazy.
No, actually, he was on good behavior. He even apologized and explained why he is the way he is. But it all goes back to Catherine.
Stefan nods but looks confused. He lifts Elena's arm and spins her round. They both smile.
So tell me about her. What happened?
She rubs his arm.
Not something I like to talk about.
I get that. I do. I just want you to know that you can. I mean, I burden you with all of my drama, and I want you to do the same.
He nods.
Thank you.
She takes a breath.
The truth is, Stefan, I don't really know that much about you, and I'd really love it if you would open up to me.
Damon said something, didn't he? He likes to play games and cause trouble, Elena.
This isn't about Damon. It's about me trying to get to know you. Look, you're the mystery guy, and I like that. But with mystery comes secrets and this thing with Catherine.
No, let it go. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, then say something about yourself. Anything. Otherwise, I'm left with nothing but what other people tell me.
Don't you see what Damon has done here? He's trying to get you to turn against me.
She nods angrily.
Well, then I guess it's working.
She storms off, leaving him alone on the dance floor. Stefan stares after her, then turns to see Damon watching impassively.
This is my fault. I planted doubt. I'm a doubt planter.
It's not your fault. I feel terrible because I said that I wouldn't get in the middle of it, and then that's exactly what I did. I got all snotty.
Elena, honey, there you are. I noticed the watch still isn't in the collection.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lockwood. I couldn't find it. I guess that it's still packed up in my parents' stuff somewhere.
I see. Well, please let me know if you do find it.
Elena smiles nervously. Damon rushes along a corridor upstairs.
Where have you been?
Caroline appears on the stairs.
Looking for you.
Your brother barely danced with me for 5 minutes.
Okay, just a minute. Stand right there.
He places her in front of the model church by the door. He takes a wooden box and rummages in a hidden compartment behind her.
You're not supposed to touch.
An amber-colored jewel.
What is that?
Very important crystal.
Well, how did you know that it was there?
Because I put it there.
When?
A long time ago. Tonight, I'm taking it back, thanks to you.
Well, what's it for?
Never you mind.
Well, you can't just steal it.
It's not stealing if it's mine. Come on.
Vodka tonic?
Jenna spots Logan at the bar. She stands alone and turns away from him when he catches her eye. He readies himself and walks over.
Okay, I know that this is probably going to be strike three, but I hope you can see it for what it is.
And what is it?
Persistence, groveling, commitment. Take your pick.
I fled town.
I was young and stupid, and then things changed. Life got real. You'd know that better than anyone.
She narrows her eyes.
Hypothetically speaking, if allowed, how would you make things right?
Well, more groveling, of course. Recap of the past few years spent soul-searching, cheese fries.
She tries to suppress a smile.
Obvious.
I know my audience.
She gazes at him, smiling.
Yes to lunch. Call me.
Mrs. Lockwood pulls a waiter aside in the empty dining room.
Look around. What's missing? Flames, the candles, why aren't they lit? There's matches in the kitchen.
The waiter hurries out and Mrs. Lockwood follows. Bonnie has been standing at the door listening.
Bitch.
Bonnie turns to the dining table with unlit candles. She puts down her wine glass and focuses on the candle wick. Nothing happens. She frowns and grabs her glass. After she has turned around, the candle lights. She stops at the door. To her left, a candle on the wall is burning. She turns to see all the candles in the room burning brightly. She stares at the table, her face illuminated. Caroline is at a dressing table.
Hey.
Elena stands next to her.
So how are things with Stefan?
Great. Just great.
Really? Well, my radar must be off, because I was getting all sorts of other vibes.
Elena stares at Caroline.
What is that?
She reaches to Caroline's neck.
Don't.
Oh my god, Caroline, what happened?
Nothing, okay?
That is not nothing. Did somebody hurt you?
No, okay, nothing. It just... My mom would kill me.
Another
No! Of course not. Just leave me alone, okay, Elena?
Caroline rushes out, leaving Elena gawping. Elena rushes through the party to find Damon on the dance floor. He sees her coming and smiles. She shoves him backwards.
There is something seriously wrong with you. You stay away from Caroline or I will go straight to her mother, the sheriff. Got it? Stay away from her.
Damon's eyes search the party. He frowns and narrows his eyes as he heads off. A silhouette of a man stands alone by a fountain.
I'm sorry. I take it all back. You're completely right about Damon.
What did he do?
There are bruises all over Caroline's body. Bite marks, and he has her all confused and messed up in the head.
Stefan nods.
You don't look surprised.
I'm handling it.
Handling it? Stefan, you should be having him arrested.
Elena, please, I don't expect you to understand.
I don't understand anything, Stefan. So why don't you just clear it up for me?
Look, there are things that you don't know, okay? Things that I want to tell you, but I can't, and I may never be able to. And I just need you to trust me.
Trust is earned. I can't just magically hand it over.
He spots Damon leading Caroline down steps at the back of the house and towards them in the garden.
I'm so sorry. I have to go.
He leaves her staring open-mouthed. At home, Jeremy sits in the dark playing on a computer game. He rolls his eyes. He opens the door to Vicky in her yellow dress. His mouth drops open.
You look amazing. What are you doing here?
I was thinking maybe I could make one more wrong choice today.
He smiles. She steps forward and kisses him. She looks into his eyes. He stares back at her, and they kiss again, passionately. Damon drags Caroline down the garden.
No. She took it off and I got flustered, okay? I didn't know what to say, but I swear, okay, I did not tell her. I just told her that you didn't mean to hurt me.
Damon's face softens. His mouth twitches as he looks at her. She closes her eyes. Her face is full of angst. He puts his hand on her shoulder and walks round her. He stands behind her and hugs her.
You make me crazy, you know that?
She sighs with relief. He rests his face on hers.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I swear I didn't see you.
He puts his arms around her waist and stands behind her, kissing her neck.
It's okay. Unfortunately, I am so over you now.
Panic fills her eyes. He sinks his teeth into her neck. She falls to the floor with him still sucking at her neck.
What the hell?
He stands up, then falls to the floor, choking. Stefan strolls over as Damon writhes around on the ground.
I knew I couldn't spike your drink. So I spiked hers.
Damon rolls onto his back. Stefan reaches over to touch lifeless Caroline's neck. Caroline wakes up on the grass. She's alone. She slowly pushes herself to sit up. She spots something in the grass and picks it up. It glints in her hand. She gets to her feet.
Caroline? There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Caroline stares ahead.
Are you okay? I'm fine. Caroline, what happened? I'm fine. No, you're shaking. Caroline, what?
I'm fine.
Caroline, come here.
I'm fine.
Come here.
She hugs her.
I did what I had to do to protect Elena, to protect everyone.
Stefan shuts Damon in the basement.
Yes, Damon. The headline reads, Deadly Beast Captured. All is well in Mystic Falls.
Back at the Founder's party.
Thank you for staying so late.
Did you get the Gilbert watch?
She claims it's packed away in her parents' things.
I can get it.
Good. We're gonna need it.
Are you sure?
5 bodies all drained of blood. I'm certain.
They've come back.
ITFC audio description.